Commission, Secretary Hepler. Wanted to start today by just following up from last month. You all passed a resolution to accept a land gift from the foundation, from the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation, for the 80 acres that are highlighted on the map here in yellow. Still off. But that parcel right there, we did close on that on December 14th. And the same day we did transfer that to the department. So that is now department property, part of Palisades State Park. As we discussed last month, a lot of these lands had not changed ownership for over 100 years. And so this really was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the foundation to assist the department in what I believe everybody feels is a much-needed addition to a very small and very overused park, an opportunity to allow us to connect yet more users to this very unique destination in South Dakota. And you know, especially on the part of the foundation, we have a lot of members on that foundation who are from the Sioux Falls area and can see firsthand the need to continually preserve these sorts of opportunities and grow where we can while we have the opportunity. Sioux Falls is constantly growing, both in size and population, which puts added pressure, added stress on our park facilities that we can offer to the public. And so this was a very important and very important initiative for the foundation board members, and they were very, very motivated and very happy to take this project on. As I said earlier, these lands surrounding Palisades had been held by the same owners for the most part over a century. When this property sold, that was part of a bigger auction that a landowner that owned a lot of these lands surrounding the park had up for auction at the time. And so what that did was really start to have a domino effect on parcels coming up. Adjacent landowners were then interested in exploring sales or trade opportunities. And another piece of good news here today is that the foundation has worked very hard over the last month to explore those opportunities and have actually entered into a purchase agreement for 97 more acres adjacent to this property. And so you can see what we transferred last month. There are 80 acres here and then another 17 that run east-west. And as I said, we have entered a purchase agreement for that property with the ultimate goal then to again turn around and donate that to the department when it's all said and done, to include that again as part of Palisades to allow them the opportunity to grow the park even further. So that's what we have under contract right now. I will also tell you that the foundation is pursuing yet more opportunity for more adjacent lands, and we are hopeful that at the end of the day, what we are able to do is more than double the size of Palisades State Park by adding over 250 acres probably, which includes that yellow parcel right there. But the whole vision of this overall effort is to provide a significant addition to Palisades. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to be done. We're discussing these opportunities with landowners. We obviously still have to raise the funds. We have to, make sure that these lands are made whole with the foundation, and we're working directly with the department as far as timelines for needs of development, for how we are going to steward these lands in the meantime. Between the foundation and the department before those development plans and development dollars are dedicated and they're able to move forward. But, that all involves master planning on the Parks Division. And with that, I'll turn it over to Al to let you know what their plans are for these lands.
Thank you, Sean. Again, Al Nedved, Assistant Director at the Division of Parks and Recreation. Yes, this is, as Sean said, this is a very exciting opportunity for the state park system here. We covered a little bit last month about Palisades State Park and what a treasure it is to the state park system, some of the unique features it has there, but time and time again, its limiting factor is its size. At its current size of 157 acres, it is our smallest state park other than Fort Sisseton. But as you can imagine, being close to the Sioux Falls and providing the kind of opportunities that it does, it's small for the kind of use that it gets and it could potentially get. So this kind of expansion and development is much needed and will be very well received. And like Sean said, some of the next steps the department's going to take as we move forward there is to continue to refine the vision for the park, and that involves doing a master planning effort to help identify what exactly are the opportunities there and where they can go and what kind of additional services are there. But generally speaking, we're envisioning things like additional camping, you know, significant expansion of camping there that's much needed in the Sioux Falls area and statewide for that matter, trails and fishing access, canoeing access, interpretive facilities, you know, habitat improvements there. All of those things are possible there. It's a very scenic stretch of property that, you know, again, Split Rock Creek is the heart of that whole experience there. And this property, these acquisitions embody that and will preserve that. And there's an extreme opportunity there to really expand and improve the visitor experience at Palisades. So a master planning process is in order, and that will involve public input and public participation and how that takes its ultimate shape and form and who are our partners and stakeholders in the process. We hope to identify in the near future who we can work with there to serve as partners there to continue that vision and along with the foundation and other folks there and the local folks and some of the people around Sioux Falls. There's a lot of possibilities there for things we may not have even thought of yet. So we're looking forward to that. And then one of the other things we'll be working on in the coming months is to start identifying funding sources for future development for those improvements. So there'll be a budget process coming up here this summer where we'll definitely be considering, you know, what some of these initial steps are. These properties will likely have some sequential restrictions on when and how certain developments can occur, but you know, we hope to at least be able to start identifying ways we can accomplish those projects according to a schedule laid out in the various purchase agreements. So again, we're extremely excited about this. It's has potential kind of being one of the next big things in the department, and should be real fun project for all involved.
Questions, Commissioner Peterson?
Yes, Commissioner Peterson, is this parcel of land usable right now, and you know, for people, or do you have to do work to it to make it accessible or anything?
There will likely be some agricultural leases that will still exist on some of these properties for a few years' time. So as far as how we introduce the public to those, we'll have to abide by those agreements and what they tell there. But like I say, our goal is to try to get folks in there and experiencing that as soon as we can.
Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken, are you still thinking to rearrange the driveway, come in from the other direction?
That is correct. The plan would be to do some access work that would allow access from this area, roughly on the east side of the creek there, in some alignment there that would connect up with the existing park system where the picnic area currently is now.
One more comment. I know this sounds crazy, but these dog parks have really become popular where the dogs can get off the leash and run in a fenced area. I'd kind of like to see us trying that someplace where it's, you know, a lot of people are traveling with dogs, or a lot of people want to get their dogs out for the day have a place where they can turn them loose off the leash and run on the inside of a fence. Town of Aberdeen's got a bunch of places like that, and it'd be fun to try it. Maybe a Custer Park or something like this that's close to Sioux Falls, and see how it goes over. I don't think it'd be a real big investment.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Locken, yeah, we are kind of experimenting with that. I believe up at Indian Creek, one of our park managers up there is experimenting with a dog park. To not only provide additional opportunities for dog users, but to help with some of the issues we have with dogs in the campgrounds as well. So yeah, it's a neat area, and I think there will be a great opportunity at this with this development to consider that kind of facility there. That would like I said, the acreage and the breathing room that this would provide would help us consider a lot of those things, whereas right now we might not be able to do that. Thank you.
Any others? Thank you. Good report.
Thank you.